Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
All right. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 27, titled Understanding Material Nature, and we are reading today text 11. Mukta Lingam Sad Abhasam Asati Pratipadyate Sato Bandom Asach Chakshu Sarvanusyutam Advayam Muktalingam Sadabhasam Asati Pratipadyate Sato Bandom Asach Chaksho Sarvanu Syutam Advayam Muktalingam Sadabhasam Asati Pratipadyate Sato Bandom Asach Chaksho Sarvanusyutam Advayam Muktalingam Sadabhasam Asati Pratipadyate Sato Bandom Asach Chaksho Sarvanusyutam Advayam
Muktalingam Sadabhasam Asati Pratipadyate Asati Pratipadyate Sato Bandom Asach Chaksho Sato Bandom Asach Chaksho Sarvanusyutam Advayam Sarvanusyutam Advayam Muktalingam Sadabhasam Muktalingam Sadabhasam Asati Pratipadyate
Asati Pratipadyate
Sato
Bandum Asat Chakshu Sarvanu Syutam Advayam Muktalingam Transcendental Sat Abhasam Manifest as a reflection Asate in the false ego. Pratipadyate. He realizes. Satabandham. The support of the material cause. Asachakshu. The eye. The revealer of the illusory energy. Sarva Anusyutam rendered into everything. Advayam without a second. Translation. A liberated soul realizes the absolute personality of Godhead, who is transcendental and who is manifest as a reflection even in the false ego. He is the support of the material cause, and he enters into everything. He is absolute, one without a second, and he is the eyes of the illusory energy. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A pure devotee can see the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in everything materially manifested. He is present there only as a reflection, but a pure devotee can realize that in the darkness of material illusion, the only light is the Supreme Lord, who is its support. It is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita that the background of the material manifestation is Lord Krishna. And as confirmed in the Brahma Samhita, Krishna is the cause of all causes. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that the Supreme Lord, by his partial or plenary expansion, is present not only within this universe and each and every universe, but in every atom, although he is one without a second. The word advayam, without a second, which is used in this verse, indicates that although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is represented in everything, including the atoms, he is not divided. His presence in everything is explained in the next verse. Muktalingam sadabhasam asati prati padyate sato bandum asach chakshu sarvanu syutam advayam. A liberated soul realizes the absolute personality of Godhead, who is transcendental and who is manifest as a reflection even in the false ego. He is the support of the material cause, and he enters into everything. He is absolute, one without a second. And he is the eyes of the illusory energy. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachadejatani. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpaturubhyascha kripa sindubhyevacha paditanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So, yes, Lord Krishna, Lord Kapila, is explaining further about the presence of the Lord in this material world and realization of the Lord within this material world. Yesterday in the purport, Srila Prabhupada referred to a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is explaining about, the same thing, about the presence of the Lord within this material world, and how the Lord is realized by the very advanced, we can say pure devotees, but very advanced pure devotees. Stavara jangama deki na deki tara murti sarvatra hayanija ishta deva spurti. This is an interesting verse. It appears in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 8, verse 274. basically, the idea which is presented there is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is perceived by the very advanced devotees. Let me just read the translation. The Mahabhagavat, the advanced devotee, certainly sees everything, mobile and immobile, but he does not exactly see their forms. Rather, everywhere, he immediately sees manifest the form of the Supreme Lord. You know, when we talk about the realizations of, and not just realizations, but the perceptions of the very advanced devotees, what they perceive, how they perceive, then sometimes it's really in a different dimension, literally, from what we are used to in terms of our perceptions and what we see. Yes, the very elevated pure devotee, as we just read, if I remember correctly, it's Lord Chaitanya himself speaking, but anyway, that when that Mahabhagavat, very elevated devotee, looks around at the world and sees the different features, the people, trees, the buildings, the mountains, just all the different features that are here in life, in the material world, then that elevated devotee may see that Krishna is there. We, as aspiring devotees, we may or should, if we're really nicely focused as far as we are able to be, considering our positions, then at least when we're looking around and we are seeing those same things, at least the idea is that we should be able to to see in the sense of understanding, the eyes of knowledge, jnana chakshus, means the eyes of knowledge. That through our understanding, through the knowledge we have of the Lord, how he is working in the material world, when we see the different things, then with the eyes of knowledge, based on our understanding, we will accept within our minds, yes, the Lord is there. But we will not actually see in that literal sense, like you are seeing me and the other two devotees in the room here are seeing me. That's a different experience. Here we're talking about on the basis of understanding, of having heard from Srila Prabhupada, from having heard from his disciples, then we understand, oh yes, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego, these are Krishna's separated energies. So they're not different from Krishna. So therefore we see them in the sense of acceptance, understanding that this is Krishna's energy. And a type of example which can be given is if you know that a particular motor car is the motor car of such and such person, then when you see the motor car, then there's immediately an acceptance, a type of realization that, oh yes, it's that person's car. And you don't actually see the person. Well, I mean, maybe he's driving, but when you just see the car, then there's a type of realization and acceptance on the basis of knowledge that, oh yes, this is such and such person's car. Therefore, you will relate to the car differently from how you would relate to your car. Your car, you would interact differently. But the other person's car, you won't. I mean, you won't try to open it or something based on your knowledge. So like this, based on the devotee's knowledge, understanding, the devotee accepts everything in this world as Krishna's energy, and that Krishna is within it. And therefore, the devotee relates with everything in those terms. So this is Krishna's money. Let me use it in Krishna's service. This is Krishna's devotee. Let me engage him in Krishna's service. In this way, on the basis of understanding of the position of something, in this case, in terms of its relationship with Krishna and Krishna's presence in it, you will see it, relate with it, and interact with it in terms of the relationship with Krishna. Yes, based on that acceptance, that understanding, and step by step, as that verse from the Madhya Lila said, which we just read, step by step, the devotee will come to see Krishna present there. Just like Srila Prabhupada talks about Prahlad Maharaj, he was a Mahabhagavat, Uttama Adhikari, on the highest level practically of devotional service, of Krishna consciousness. So oftentimes when he looked around, he saw Krishna in different things. And as we mentioned even on Lord Nrsingha's, Shingadev's appearance day, when Hiranyakashipu said to Prahlad Maharaj that if this God of yours is everywhere, then is he in that pillar there? So the way Prabhupada explains it is that Prahlad looked at the pillar and he saw there was the Lord in the pillar. And then he turned to his father and in a straightforward way said, yes, he is in the pillar. And then, of course, the rest is history. Hiranyakashipu punched the pillar. What a fist he must have had. I can't begin to imagine. But with his fist, he punched the pillar and smashed the pillar. Really smashed it. And out came Lord Nrsingadev, who had been in the pillar and who had been seen by Prahlad in the pillar, who then reported it, the Lord's presence in the pillar, to Hiranyakashipu. And as I understand, Prabhupada says, or at least I've heard, that Prahlad, in between seeing the Lord in the pillar, then he told Hiranyakashipu, yes, he's in the pillar, and then Hiranyakashipu smashed the pillar and the Lord came out. In between that short period of time, very short, Prahlad was thinking, why does my father keep asking me if the Lord is in these places? Can't he see him? Prahlad, as a 5-year-old innocent child, assumed everyone was seeing things like him, but they weren't, because he was a Mahabhagavat. So therefore, as that verse said, and I just want to read it again, Stavara Jangama Deki Na Deki Tara Murti Sarvatra Hayanija Ishta Deva Spurti. The Mahabhagavat, the advanced devotee, certainly sees everything mobile and immobile, but he does not exactly see their forms. Rather, everywhere he immediately sees manifest the form of the Supreme Lord. And it's interesting to note this. Who is this now? It's Lord Chaitanya. It is Lord Chaitanya. Yes. So in the Sanskrit or Bengali, whatever it is, actually it looks like Sanskrit, what he says is na deke means does not see, tara murti, that form. Murti in this context doesn't mean deity, it simply means form, because murti Of course, we apply the term to deities, but in a broader sense, Murti as a Sanskrit word, it can mean simply some form. So, na deki tara murti. He doesn't, the way Prabhupada translates, but he does not exactly see their forms. Yeah. So this is very interesting. You know, advanced levels of Krishna consciousness, as we said, they're very interesting and they're different from what we as not advanced devotees, the perceptions, the vision, the experiences of the Mahabhagavats, the very great devotees, are often very different from the way we perceive, see, and just experience reality. Just another example, in the last, or it may be second to last, chapter of Madhurya Kadambini, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is describing the devotee on the level of Krishna Prema. And of course, that's very advanced level. But one particular point which he makes, which at least struck me very deeply, is that he says that it sometimes happens that the devotee on the level of Krishna Prema is just on such an elevated level of consciousness that he or she just lose track of the material body. They are at this point situated in their spiritual body, although the spiritual body is within the material body. Yesterday we mentioned how Srila Prabhupada has given the example of such an elevated state of existence. Prabhupada gave the example of the coconut, which when it dries and becomes just all the liquid, because it's full of liquid, but now all the liquid is gone, then the inner, if you don't mind me using the term, flesh, dries because it's been full of liquid. It dries and it shrinks. And then it separates from the outer shell. And then if you hold the body of the coconut, you know, the outer shell, and shake it, you can hear the flesh, which is dried and shrunk and separated from the external shell, you can hear that the flesh inside rattle. You can hear it. They're actually two things. And if you open up the outer shell, you can take out the inner, the flesh, and it's just a separate thing. It's not like merged with the shell. So similarly, a devotee, very, very advanced Mahabhagavat, devotee on the level of Krishna Prema, they can be existing, and the particular persons, I mean, they're devotees on the level of Prema and devotees on the level of Prema. They're not all equal. Radharani's on the level of Prema, but who's equal to her? So, but those very elevated devotees on the level of Prema, they're situated in their spiritual bodies, as whatever, gopis, cowherd boys, whatever they may be, which may be totally different from their bodily existence at this point. So they're situated in that, and seeing themselves as that, and they are that, but they're still within the material body. But now they're directly, as the verse yesterday said, they're directly seeing that I am not the material body, not just philosophically. As Lord Kapila said yesterday, the very advanced devotee sees his own self just as he sees the sun in the sky. Yeah. Means, you know, from the material point of view, he's seeing his own self as something separate from himself, from him in his bodily material state. So anyway, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur again, he said that such a devotee, elevated, and, you know, totally absorbed in his eternal relationship with Krishna, even though within the body, but just sort of practically oblivious to the external material body. So that devotee, just totally there with Krishna all the time, within the material body. At some point, of course, the material body dies. But, he says, that elevated devotee may not notice because he's completely free from bodily identification, attachment, etc. But the way Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains it is, after a little while, he may realize, oh, where's my external body? My material body? What happened? Oh, it must have died. Oh, okay. He didn't even notice. Yes. So this is very highly elevated level of realization and purification and of development of devotion for the Lord. What can we say? It's just, sure, that is something extremely special. But otherwise, as Prabhupada's explaining here, for people like us, then, let's just read what he says again. A pure devotee can see the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in everything materially manifest. He is present there only as a reflection. Yeah, so like we said, there are elevated devotees and elevated devotees. But the advanced devotee can realize that in the darkness of material illusion, the only light is the Supreme Lord, who is its support. Yeah. So gradually as a devotee advances, the devotee accepts more and more that everything is Krishna's, is the energy of Krishna, and should be engaged in his service. More and more appreciates that and accepts that, and therefore more and more tries to utilize those things in Krishna's service. More and more. until gradually, as we mentioned that, you know, different examples we've given, gradually the devotee comes to actually perceive Krishna and actually interact with Krishna personally. Just like Prabhupada was asked, how do you select the devotees to be GBC members? Prabhupada said, Krishna tells me. And Rameshwar Prabhu, actually, last year in Mayapur, February or whenever it was, probably February, he related the story to us. He told us he was the devotee who, when Prabhupada said that to a reporter, the reporter asked, how do you choose these people? Prabhupada said, Krishna tells me. Rameshwar Prabhu said he could see that the reporter was like, what? Are you saying that you see God? And so Rameshwar Prabhu tried to give an explanation that it's not exactly that he sees Krishna, but he knows what are the characteristics, qualifications of, say, a leader, something like that. And when he sees a person who has those qualifications, I mean, Krishna has explained what are those qualifications. And when he sees someone who has those qualifications, then he thinks, aha, this person could be, take up such a service. So it's sort of like that. But then Rameshwar told us that Prabhupada interrupted and said, no, what nonsense are you talking? Krishna tells me. Anyway, what can we say? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is one of those devotees. Very, very special and extremely rare devotees. And therefore, Prabhupada was able to revolutionize the lives of so many people, and directly and, you could say, indirectly, I mean, through his followers who are in tune with him, he continues to do so and will continue to do so. And in this way, the world has changed to some degree and will continue. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.